Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at John F. Kennedy.
He's from Camelot, isn't he?
JFK, that's right, Camelot. He was a 3-5 projector on the right angle cross of planning and the quarter of civilization. Second color left fixed, single definition, just an unconscious 4037.
Yep, here he is, a projector. President of the United States, JFK. And getting recognition and being recognized. And what I first thought right off the bat is only definition 4037, family, community, this and that, ego being, emotionalized ego. And I was thinking about the projection on him of being this family man, Hyannisport with the kids, young kids in the White House. I remember what a big deal it was. And yet, of course, historically, we find out, he's skinny dipping in the White House pool with Marilyn Monroe and these
Yes,
starlets
he
and.
had quite an active sexual life with that open sacral. He was obviously quite fascinated by sex with other women other than his wife. I mean, yeah, it's interesting because in that day and age, that was all the press didn't pay any attention to that, right?
No,
It's definitely a
they had
different
their
thing today.
privacy, they were the press was very circumspect, looked the other way. I mean, now there'd be books and blogs and tweets
Oh, yeah, we would all
and
know more
we
than we'd ever want to know. What I find interesting about his chart is his throat. I mean, that throat, there is so much pressure on that throat of his, right? And certainly, he's somebody that gave some great speeches. I mean, I think of Obama with his open throat, right? And we've got Kennedy here, also both of them, projectors, this open throat. But all these different voices that were available once his throat got
Oh, yes, indeed. I
hooked up,
mean,
right?
a 56-1, practical ideas that have value. And when you think of the Peace Corps, a practical idea and good for America, we're going into space, we're going to land on the moon, not because it's easy, because it's hard, and it just the great sound
Vision.
bites,
Well, great vision. I mean, I
and
think,
direction, second gate.
right. But this, well, I think just the fact that he's a projector and this ability to see something, right, that others aren't necessarily seeing. And also interesting, he's on this right angle cross of planning, right? This is the cross that we're in, right? I mean, for the United States, in many ways, he was instrumental, for us making this move, I think, into the future, under this right angle cross of planning.
Right, and looking for talented solutions, 16th gate, third line, and that's his personality, sun timing of this, and but that open G ability to play these parts, play these roles, looking for his place. And I think it's just so interesting that oh, okay, can you play this role? And that's what he did. But given his private life and things, oh, he had other roles to play. When you look, as you said, that open sacral, 27th gate, first line, selfishness, ninth gate, third line, the missing detail, not just really understanding all the details of what he was doing. And
But back to this open G, I think it interesting, him being in Germany, him, the great speech,
Right,
Ich
I am a
bin
Berliner,
ein Berliner, right? I
right?
mean,
Right.
I think that, that was part of the strength of being able to go into a completely foreign place, right, and project, have projected on him, they went crazy, right?
Right. That he is a
He's a
Berliner.
Berliner. I mean,
Right,
that he'd even say that, right? I mean,
right. Right. We're all together in this. His 15th gate, which he has twice, this love of mankind, this
this
magnetism,
magnetism, definitely, right.
and it's fifth line, so projected on him that it's about a love of humanity. We're all together in this. But just that, also that second gate of, the direction that we need to take, sixth line. And now what has he got? That 13th gate, what is that sixth line? You know, and it, this is that innocent quality. And I think it's that youthful projection, you know, that...
Well, he was the youngest president at the time he became the president of the United States. I mean, he was 43 when he was inaugurated, and he died at 46. I mean, he was assassinated at 46. So, you know, he barely made it into, you know, the second nodal part of his life, right?
Yeah. No, the feeling, the sense you got from him was... 31st gate, first line, natural expression of leadership. I mean, next to Nixon, those were the first televised debates.
Oh, right. I mean, that's one of the turning points that they talk about, was that in those debates, he was so natural. He was, you know,
right.
he that anybody that actually saw the debates, he won. If they heard the debates,
right.
Nixon won, right?
Right?
But that it was the beginning. And again, it's this whole shift, I think, you know, in this right angle cross of planning of where the influence is really coming from. Right, to really make this difference, you know, to really build something. I mean, he's in civilization,
right.
But to build something that's really for the collective as well as the tribe, right? Because here he is at 3740, right? I mean,
right. And not a conscious definition,
mm-mm,
you know.
No.
So it's all just a surprise. It's all just rather innocent in a way. But yet here's the warmth that he had and the ego being and the... You know, I think of the Bay of Pigs, the missile crisis, you know, with the Russian confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at, you know, 39th Gate, second line, confrontation, you know, provoking this confrontation. And, but the 35th Gate, third line, design moon, collaboration. And also we had some other line about having the right people around you.
Right, which as a projector obviously was, you know, an incredibly important thing for him. I think it's part of what, you know, allowed him. It's interesting because I think at the public level, right, as a president, as a war hero, I mean, you know, he really was a war hero. He really, under that kind of pressure, he really demonstrated something. In his own personal life, right, I think this, you know, this unconscious 45th line of rigidity, weakness of ego, in its loneliness, right, to maintain and not reject negative relationships. I mean, I think that's really key at the personal level, that, you know, all of these women that he was involved with, you know, it really did come out of this. I think at that level, this loneliness for him.
Right. No, you know, he was just attractive. 49th gate twice, attraction, sixth line, but the third line, popular discontent, and really the feeling and the projection of he has the principles we need, he has the strength of character, the projection of the strong family background, but in his personal life, it's all both detriments, you know.
Right, well, but also I think the fact that he's a projector, and you can't get attention from anybody like you can get it, you know, from a projector, right? That real, you know,
turn
on the charm, and really one-on-one, you know, that he was just, you know, he was irresistible would be the word that was, I'm sure, used by many of these ladies.
Is that like me?
That's like you, irresistible.
See, but he had the 54-4, enlightenment and darkening.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A higher ambition.
A higher ambition.
Or... You know,
let's go to the moon, right? Let's go to the moon, right?
Right. But also, you know, it can be in darkenment, you know, this ambition.
No, I think at the time that he came, you know, onto the world stage, it wasn't in darkenment. I think that, you know, he really,
this,
he was
a
bright light.
Oh, yeah. No, there's the public persona, the public role, and then privately, who he is in his private life. You know, which all came out, of course, after...
Oh, after the fact, because, they didn't talk about this at that time. But
no, it's amazing who these leaders are that turn out to be projectors. You know, from JFK to Abraham Lincoln to...
Obama.
Obama's
is a projector.
A projector,
yeah.
You know, and just how they are when projectors think, oh, I have to wait for the... No, you can do a lot. You recognize a lot. And if you're invited, now, of course, with him, he just couldn't turn down a good invitation.
Well, at the personal level. But again, I think, you know, that was part of what he did, you know, publicly, is that he had some really good people.
Yeah.
You know, that he surrounded himself
with.
Yeah,
no, the Hope, second color, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
left fixed, you know, really had an agenda.
the right mental concepts.
You know, the right man at the right time. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, Teresa, that's very interesting. And it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.